All right, so you want a venue with some real personality for your next event, not just like a boring banquet hall,
right?
But something with a little history,
something unique,
something unique. Okay,
exactly.
So today we're diving into the Madison.
Ooh,
it's this renovated dairy barn.
Okay,
in Minnesota.
Cool.
That's now like a luxury event space.
Oh wow!
We get their website pulled up.
Interesting.
Let's see what makes this place tick.
Yeah, the concept itself is pretty intriguing.
Right.
Like a dairy barn turned into a high-end venue.
Right.
It's not something you see every day.
Yeah.
Definitely makes you curious.
Yeah, and they're pulling it off.
Yeah.
They've kept that gothic arched roof.
Wow.
Which I bet is incredible to see in person.
Yeah.
But they're also talking about 500 guests.
Oh, wow.
How do you make a barn feel intimate
right?
with that many people?
That's a good question.
Yeah.
I'm seeing on their website, they emphasize both grand scale and intimacy.
Okay.
Maybe it's the layout or how they use the space.
Yeah.
I guess we'll have to look into that.
All right. So they're playing with this rustic elegance theme.
Right.
Is that just a fancy way of saying they put some chandeliers in a barn?
Well, it could be more nuanced than that.
Okay.
You know, there's a real art to blending rustic elements.
Yeah.
With sophisticated design.
Yeah.
Look at the pictures. They're using lots of natural wood, greenery, you know, but also sleek lighting, modern furniture.
Right.
It's about creating a contrast that feels both cozy and refined.
I see. I'm seeing they're located in a rural community.
Yeah.
But only minutes from the Twin Cities.
Oh, okay.
So it seems like they're trying to appeal to city folks who want that country escape without going too far.
Yeah, that's a smart move.
Yeah.
It really broadens their potential client base.
Right.
You get the peacefulness of the countryside,
but
the convenience of being close to a major urban center.
Absolutely. And speaking of reaching a wider audience, it's not just weddings they're targeting.
Oh, okay.
They mentioned corporate retreats, company parties, even black tie events.
Wow.
That gothic architecture probably lends itself well to a fancy gala, right?
Exactly. It adds a sense of drama and history that you wouldn't find in a typical hotel ballroom.
Right.
And remember, repurposing historic structures is becoming more and more popular.
I've noticed.
It's a sustainable approach.
Mm.
And it adds a unique layer of storytelling to the venue.
It really does make you wonder,
did
they have to make major structural changes to turn a dairy barn into a place that can host hundreds of people for a black tie event?
I'm sure there were challenges.
Yeah.
But the fact that they managed to preserve the original character of the barn
while
adapting it for modern use is impressive. It speaks to their commitment to both historical preservation and innovative design.
Absolutely. All right. So they've got the space, the looks, and the location.
Yeah.
But what about the experience itself?
Ah, good point.
Yeah. Are they just renting out the space?
Right.
Or is there more to it?
Looks like they offer a full-fledged, all-inclusive experience.
Oh, wow.
They mention working with you every step of the way.
Okay.
From initial brainstorming to vendor recommendations.
Cool.
It sounds like they're aiming for a stress-free, personalized approach.
That's interesting. Almost like they're acting as a partial event planner.
Yeah.
Not just a venue provider.
Right.
I wonder if they have in-house staff for that or if they partner with local businesses.
That's a detail we should definitely investigate.
Yeah.
It could be a key differentiator.
For sure.
If they've cultivated strong relationships with local vendors.
Right.
That adds value for clients and boosts the local economy.
Yeah.
It's a win-win.
And it fits with that whole community vibe they seem to be going for.
Right.
Rural setting.
Yeah.
Close-knit vendors.
Mm-hmm.
Makes me think they're trying to create more than just an event.
Yeah.
But a whole experience woven into the fabric of the area.
I'm seeing some quotes on their website that support that idea.
Oh, really?
Things like a wedding that's both real and magical, or a celebration woven into the landscape.
Interesting.
They're definitely playing up that connection to the land and the local community.
Okay, so we're starting to see a clearer picture here.
Right.
This isn't just about renting a cool space.
Yeah.
They're crafting a specific kind of experience.
Exactly.
But what about the events themselves?
Right.
We've touched on weddings.
Yeah.
But how versatile is this place, really?
That's where we need to dig deeper.
Okay.
The website mentions various event types, but how well do they actually cater to each one?
Right.
Let's explore how they adapt the space and services for different occasions.
Perfect, because a wedding is one thing.
Yeah.
But can you really picture a high-powered corporate team-building exercise happening in a former dairy barn?
Yeah. Interesting.
I'm ready to find out.
Let's do it. Okay, so let's shift gears from weddings for a sec.
Okay.
And look at how the Madison handles corporate events.
Right.
Their website has like a whole section for it.
Mm-hmm.
But does it feel like an afterthought?
Right.
Or have they really thought about the needs
yeah.
of a business clientele?
That's a good point. A rustic barn might be charming for a wedding.
Yeah.
But does it really translate to like a professional setting
right.
for a corporate retreat?
Well, it depends. I think the key is adaptability.
Okay.
They need to show how they can transform the space
right.
to suit those different needs. Think about like presentation setups,
mm-hmm.
breakout rooms, yep. reliable Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
All that stuff is essential Rough for ground. Any business event.
I'm seeing some photos of a meeting space mm-hmm. with like modern AV equipment.
Mm-hmm.
Comfortable seating. You know, arrange for presentations.
Right.
It doesn't look like your typical stuffy conference room, though.
Right.
It still has that barn aesthetic.
Yeah.
But with a modern twist.
That's a good sign.
Yeah.
They're not trying to erase the barn's character.
Right.
But they're incorporating it into right. a functional workspace.
Okay.
It's striking that balance
mm-hmm.
between unique and practical.
They also mentioned outdoor spaces for team building activities.
Oh, cool.
I'm picturing like a brainstorming session around a fire pit.
Right.
Or maybe some yoga in the meadow.
Nice.
It's a far cry from those like trust fall exercises you get at some corporate retreats.
Exactly. It's about leveraging the natural surroundings
yeah.
to foster creativity and collaboration.
For sure.
That's something a traditional conference center can't really offer.
Right.
They're tapping into that growing trend
mm-hmm.
of incorporating wellness and mindfulness
right.
into corporate events.
And let's be honest, getting out of the office and into nature
totally
can do wonders for team morale.
Sure.
But what about logistics?
Yeah.
Can a rural venue really handle
right.
the demands of a large corporate event?
That's where their all-inclusive approach could be really helpful.
Okay.
If they've got a good network
mm-hmm.
of reliable caterers,
yeah.
transportation services, and other event support,
right.
it could really take care of a lot of those logistical headaches.
Yeah. I'm noticing they highlight their commitment to local sourcing.
Oh, cool.
For food and beverages.
Nice.
That could be a big selling point
yeah.
for companies that are focused on sustainability
Definitely.
And supporting local communities.
Absolutely. It aligns the values
mm.
of a lot of businesses today.
Right.
And it adds a really unique element to the event.
Yeah.
Imagine like a farm-to-table dinner
wow.
sourced from nearby farms.
Yeah.
Or a craft beer tasting featuring local breweries.
I like
it. It's a way to showcase the region's culinary scene
hmm.
and create a more immersive experience.
Speaking of immersion.
Right.
They talk about creating customized experiences.
Yeah.
What do you think that entails?
Well, it could be like incorporating local activities
okay.
into the itinerary.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe a guided hike through the woods.
Yeah.
A visit to a nearby art studio.
Cool.
Or even like a team building challenge.
Okay.
Based on the history of the barn itself.
Interesting.
It's about creating a narrative
okay.
that connects the event
mm-hmm.
to the unique character of the venue
right.
and its surroundings.
It's definitely a different approach than just booking a standard conference room
yep.
and ordering catering.
Totally.
They're selling an experience
mm-hmm.
that goes beyond the typical corporate event.
Right.
Something more memorable and engaging.
And that's smart because companies are always looking for ways
yeah.
to create events
right.
that really leave a lasting impression on their employees and clients.
It makes you wonder, though, do they charge a premium
yeah.
for this level of customization and service?
That's a valid question.
Yeah.
I guess we'd need to look at their pricing structure
mm-hmm.
to see how it compares to other venues.
Right.
But you have to remember, value isn't always about the lowest price.
Yeah.
It's about the overall experience
right.
and the return on investment.
Okay. So they seem to have a solid handle on corporate events.
Yeah.
But what about those other gatherings they mentioned?
Right.
Like birthday parties or even black tie galas.
Mm-hmm.
Can a former dairy barn really pull off
right.
such a diverse range of events?
That's where we need to look at the adaptability
okay.
of the space itself.
Yeah.
How do they transform it
right.
to create different atmospheres?
Mm.
Are there separate areas for smaller, more intimate gatherings
okay.
versus large-scale events?
All right. So we've seen how the Madison can handle pretty much anything.
Yeah.
From corporate retreats to more intimate gatherings.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But what really stands out to you as their biggest strength?
That's a good question.
Yeah. What's the secret sauce?
You know, I think it's the interplay of contrasts.
Okay.
That they've managed to master.
Like, what do you mean?
You've got this rustic historical structure, but it's mixed with modern amenities and sophisticated design.
Right.
And then you've got the peacefulness of the countryside.
Yeah.
But also the convenience of being so close to a big city.
Right, right.
And they've tied it all together with this focus on personalized experiences and connecting with the local community.
It's like they're taking the best of different worlds.
Exactly.
And mixing them into something totally unique.
Yeah.
It's not just about the space itself.
No.
It's the whole atmosphere they've created.
It's true. They're tapping into that desire for authenticity, for things that feel genuine.
Yeah.
You know, connected to something bigger than ourselves.
Right. In a world that's so digital and fast-paced these days.
Yeah.
The Madison feels like a chance to slow down. Reconnect with nature.
For sure.
And just celebrate life's moments in a really meaningful way.
Absolutely.
I'm also really impressed with their whole commitment to sustainability and local partnerships. It doesn't feel like just a marketing thing.
No.
It seems like it's really a part of their philosophy.
It's definitely genuine, and I think that's important.
Yeah.
Because people are paying more attention to the businesses they support.
Mm-hmm.
They want to know that their money is going to companies that share their values.
Exactly.
And the Madison's focus on local sourcing and being environmentally responsible really aligns with what people care about.
So if we had to, like, boil all this down to one key takeaway, what would it be? Why should someone listening to this care about the Madison?
I think it's a reminder that innovation can come from the most unexpected places.
Okay.
You know, they've taken this simple structure, a dairy barn,
and turned it into something amazing.
Right.
It shows the power of creativity and having a vision and really understanding what people are looking for
sure.
in an event.
And it shows that you don't always have to follow the crowd.
Right.
The Madison is doing its own thing.
Yeah.
They're offering something different than those standard event venues.
Exactly.
It's about creating something authentic to its location, its history, and its values.
So as we wrap up this deep dive, here's a final thought for our listeners.
Okay.
Imagine you're planning your dream event.
Mm-hmm.
Forget about all the limitations of those typical venues.
Right.
Think about the feeling you want to create.
Yeah.
The story you want to tell.
The experience.
Maybe it's a gathering to celebrate your family history.
Mm-hmm.
A big milestone.
Yeah.
That combines rustic charm with modern elegance.
Ah, I like it.
Or maybe it's a celebration.
That just completely immerses you
okay.
in the beauty of nature.
Let the Madison story inspire you to think outside the box. And imagine the possibilities.
Who knows?
Yeah.
Maybe your next unforgettable event will be in a beautifully renovated dairy barn surrounded by the rolling hills of Minnesota.
It could happen.